The Launceston Hospital in northern Tasmania has lost its ability to train emergency doctors. The Australasian College of Emergency Medicine says there are no longer enough full-time specialist doctors working at the Launceston Hospital to train the next generation of specialists. It's the result of the hospital's inability to recruit replacement staff after all but two of the doctors in emergency left 18 months ago. Several of the doctors left because of the overcrowding and long wait times in the emergency room. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Overcrowding has become common in the emergency department of the Launceston Hospital, and it's led to a heartbreaking situation, according to the Tasmanian Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, Emily Shepherd. She says because there aren't enough beds in the hospital wards, the emergency room is often two-thirds full.
What that means for patients is incredibly long times waiting in the waiting room, receiving initial treatment in the waiting room or treatment provided in chairs.
Nurses and doctors there call the overcrowding bed block. And about 18 months ago, a group of the emergency doctors decided it was so bad they quit. Several other doctors also retired, leaving just two of the 11 doctors in emergency. The health department has recruited some new doctors and locums are filling the gaps. But it hasn't been enough to keep staff levels at a point where Launceston can remain a training hospital. And the Tasmanian president of the Australian Medical Association, Stuart Day, says the Australasian College of Emergency Medicine has withdrawn its accreditation.
Essentially, it's about supervision of those trainees, the inconsistent supervision, and that's about having enough Australian ticketed emergency medicine specialists in their department.
He says the trainee doctors are a vital part of the emergency department, but the loss of emergency training accreditation means that from next year, the Launceston Hospital won't be able to train emergency room doctors. Scott Parks is an intensive care unit doctor at the hospital and is also the head of the Medical Staff Association. He hopes the accreditation to train emergency doctors can be won back soon.
The major factor is that we require 5 full-time equivalent specialists. At the moment we have 4.75. There are 11 full-time equivalent positions available. Recruiting to those is difficult and it's something we share with most of rural and regional Australia.
It's such a small amount to be short of, just 0.25 of a position. When do you think that could be filled?
We would be hopeful, speaking to my colleagues in emergency, that that may be filled within a few months. There are people who are interested in returning here to work.
Health analyst Martin Goddard says more beds are needed to solve the long waits in the emergency department.
The Launceston General Hospital, in terms of bed block, that is people being backed up in emergency for a long time because they can't get a bed in the hospital, is the worst of all 29 major regional hospitals in the country.
He says emergency waiting times should decrease if more beds are opened on the wards. And the Tasmanian government is promising to open 40 new beds at the Launceston Hospital in the next 6 years. But the nurses' union says at least 14 extra beds could be found and used right now.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.